In the quiet streets of Lakewood, Colorado, along Alameda Avenue, along a boring tagged-up retaining wall, something vanished. It wasn't painted over. No, it simply disappeared. Poof. Gone.
Three professionally installed vinyl art wraps with beautiful prints of animals and nature. Gone without a trace. Formerly a blank canvas irresistible to taggers.
Hi, I'm Marshall. My colleague Kendall and I are here to explore the confusing case of the Alameda Corridor Business Improvement District solution to the problem of kids coloring on the walls. Art murals along Alameda, between Pierce and Lamar Streets.
Art has this magical superpower. Install a mural on a wall, and people suddenly feel bad about vandalizing it. So the bid hires local artist Ivan to design three wraps. $2,000. Installed with industrial-grade adhesive. Glue so tough, you'd need a flamethrower to start peeling it.
For months, the wall was clean, graffiti-free. A beautiful, eye-catching, bold mural. Then, on August 11th, Tom stumbled upon a mystery that stopped him in his tracks.
It was gone. All three murals. Just gone. No residue. Like looking at a ghost. No sign they'd ever been there. The wall was as if murals never went up. The ultimate gaslight from the universe.
That was Tom Quinn, executive director of Alameda Connects and the Alameda Corridor Business Improvement District. He and his staff have explored the multiple possibilities of what might have happened. Theory 1. The city of Lakewood did it. Often the simplest answer's right. Maybe a public works crew thought it was graffiti and removed it. Sure, but removing these wraps isn't a quick task. It's hours of scraping, heating, solvents. This is work that crews tend to avoid. And if they did, why the stealth? Why no work order? Very suspicious.
Theory 2. A NIMBY neighbor. You know the type. Dislike of art. Power walking with binoculars. Crying, not in my backyard. Could one spend hours stripping art silently with no witnesses? There weren't any complaints. And cameras caught nothing.
Theory 3. Teenagers. Unfounded. These wraps require patience and special volatile organic materials. And no teen has that kind of attention span. 15 minutes in, bid wander off for boba or TikTok.
Which leaves us only with the paranormal angle. If aliens can abduct cows unnoticed, maybe they wanted our art. But why? A gift for their gray, big-eyed leader? Maybe to decorate their lobster-themed coffee shop on Jupiter's moon? At this point, our theory 4 is more believable than any other theory. Perhaps a glitch in the Matrix?
Or what if it is a jealous mural artist set on removing the competition? Maybe Banksy making a bold statement about impermanence. To get to the bottom of this, we talked to another artist, Ivan, the artist who created the wraps. Hey, how hard is it to remove a mural like this?
It would be nearly impossible without leaving a mess. You need electricity, solvents, and lots of time. To remove without a trace, you'd need to know exactly what you're doing.
Do you suspect time travelers? Aliens? Parallel universes?
If aliens are involved, I hope they enjoy my work. But my guess? Someone official. Or a grumpy neighbor. But no theory makes complete sense.
Tom still can't believe it.
It's like the wall is playing tricks on my mind. I know they were there. I walked past them every day. We paid $2,000 for them. We have pictures. And now, nothing.
Was it the city? A rogue vigilante? Aliens? Banksy? Or a software glitch in reality?
We may never know. If you know anything about the case of the mysterious missing mural, please contact Tom at tom@alamedaconnects.org. Subscribe to the Alameda Connects newsletter for updates from Fox Mulder, Dana Scully, and the entire Scooby-Doo gang as they report their findings from Lakewood Police. Stay tuned.